In April 1943, the submarine Ulven was undergoing trials off the Swedish west coast. Europe was at war, and though Sweden was neutral, all Swedish naval vessels were required to take part in exercises. This particular spring, the Navy was carrying out performance trials and practicing defense against submarine attacks. The submarines Ulven and her sister ships Draken and Gripen were ordered to take up positions in specific areas where they were to remain, mainly to prevent the submarines from colliding with each other. Their mission was to simulate attacks on other Swedish warships. The Ulven was last heard from on the 15th of April. When the exercises were terminated that day, no further contact could be made. However, this was not particularly unusual. Submarines of the era could experience problems with their radio equipment. Or they could have gone into port, and they might well have been resting on the seabed having dinner. But the following day, there was still no contact with Ulven. It was clear that something must have happened, and it was decided to send out a search party. Every available warship was called. 15 fishing boats were also enlisted to trawl the sea floor, in the hopes of locating the missing submarine. On the Swedish east coast, there was a submarine rescue vessel called Belos. She was ordered to make her way to the west coast at full speed. On board the Belos, there was a large iron diving bell that could be lowered down to the submarine in order to rescue the crew. They searched and listened underwater, but there was no sign of Ulven. After 10 days, it was concluded that the oxygen in the submarine would have been depleted, and that no one could possibly have survived. The searchers took a brief pause, after which the search was again resumed. In May, the fishing boat Normie snagged its nets on an object on the sea floor. It was judged to be so large that Belos was recalled. A rescue diver, who was lowered in a bell, called back up to the ship and said he was standing on the deck of the Ulven. As proof, he returned to the surface with the vessel's flag. In the summer, Ulven was salvaged and towed to the shipyard in Gothenburg for examination. It was concluded that the submarine had been traveling at periscope depth at a speed of about 3 knots. The bow trim rudders were set at shallow dive, which was common practice to keep the submarine in place. The crew had been eating dinner, and most of them were seated in the forward torpedo room. Perhaps they'd been frying something and needed to ventilate the vessel, because the vents and the doors were wide open. Sometime around 6 o'clock, the submarine hit a German mine that had drifted into Swedish waters. The explosive force of the mine was enormous, and those crew members who were sitting in the bow section were killed immediately. The shockwave that passed through the vessel knocked most of the other crew members unconscious, and they probably drowned shortly after the explosion. Ulven drove at great speed into the sea floor, where she came to rest at a depth of some 52 meters. After Ulven had been salvaged, certain items were recovered and were put on display at the Maritime Museum. One of these objects is the large telephone buoy you can see next to the display case. It was found by the submarine Draken the day after the accident. Submarines of the era were equipped with either one or two of these buoys, which could be floated to the surface in case of emergency. The buoys were fitted with a lamp, instructions, and a telephone connection to the submarine, so that potential rescuers could communicate with the crew. But in the case of Ulven, the wires and cables had been ripped off. The display contains a selection of smaller items. The finely crafted bronze wolves once decorated the conning tower. There is also the ship's bell and the nameplate that proudly adorned Ulven's bow. Damage to the nameplate indicates the force with which the submarine struck the sea floor. If Ulven had been sunk as a result of enemy combat, her name would have lived on in Swedish naval history. However, she sank as the consequence of a tragic accident. All 33 crew members died, and there will never again be a vessel in the Swedish Navy that bears the name Ulven.